בורא יקר, אנא, למד אותנו.
Dear Creator, please teach us how to unite into one world kli, a global vessel of bestowal.
למד אותנו,
teach us to appreciate your greatness. We want to become worthy to pass the light of your love to the world that truly needs it.
שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא לבך.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of bless the bad, or welcome the bad as much as the good. We're reading from selected excerpts starting with number one. You can find the material on our website in the Arvut system. When you click the study material tab, if you wish to ask questions, you can also ask them on the Arvut system, and selected questions will be asked here. Welcome the bad as much as the good, Rav.
Yes, this is actually a natural thing, that as all that we receive from the Creator, who is good that does good, and it's impossible that he'll do harm to anyone, because he has no evil inclination. Evil inclination only exists within us. So only good things emerge from him. And so even though we accept it in an opposite way according to our nature, according to equivalence of form or disparity of form, so accordingly we need to make some correction here, so that everything that I receive from the Creator which comes to me as good, within me, according to equivalence of form or disparity of form, I invert it or transform it to good or bad. And that just indicates to me my level of equivalence with the Creator. But in fact, it turns out that it doesn't matter what I feel, whatever comes from the Creator is good. And so I have to bless for the bad as much as the good. And I have to welcome all of it, because outside of my feelings, all of it is good. Let's learn that from these quotes a bit, and this is a very big issue, a great matter, that we have to try to correct ourselves to the point that the whole world seems to us as good.
Welcome the bad as much as the good. Selected excerpts from the sources from Mishnah, Brachot. One must welcome the bad as much as one welcomes the good. As was said, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. With all your heart, with your two inclinations, with the good inclination and with the evil inclination, and with all your soul, even if he takes your soul, and with all your might, with all your money.
In all our vessels, that is, in our heart and mind, all our thoughts, all our feelings, all our qualities, we have to feel ourselves as receiving only goodness. And if not, it indicates that we have to correct that quality until it is filled with good. So that's an indication for us. It's the direction to which we have to advance in our correction, that if I don't bless for what comes to me as good, it is a place for correction. It indicates my brokenness. And therefore, this obligation to that man must welcome the bad as much as the good just indicates that we have to reach a state where I don't just say it's good, but I come to a state where I feel that only good exists in the entire world and there is nothing bad.
When I connect with a friend, I can feel this connection and this love, the quality of the Creator, who is good and does good. But here it says, with all your qualities, all your desires and thoughts, with all your might, how can you do it? I sometimes can't see it.
When we will advance with whatever we can, this will open up more and more parts of the field that's between us and the Creator, and thus will correct further and further these parts as well. And so we'll advance until we will clarify, scrutinize all of it, and in each and every discernment will only feel good things the Creator doing to us, even though at first we felt it as only bad. And so we, from the beginning of our reality in this world, we exist in falsehood, and we're being shown just a little bit of the truth out of our whole life of falsehood. And bit by bit we are shown the good qualities, which are not what we thought of at first. They're all opposite to how we were initially born. And then we begin recognizing what it means to bless for the bad as much as the good, what it means to love the Creator with all our heart and soul and mind and all of it. Spain 1.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigos. ¿Qué significa cuando él escribe incluso si él toma tu alma?
What is the meaning of what is written here, that even if he takes your soul?
Meaning, even if you feel like you're losing your life, it doesn't matter. What's important for you is to remain bonded with the good Creator. And even though you think that this good is not happening, you have to hold on to the Creator as good. But in the meantime, it's not that relevant for us because we're advancing like little kids, that we are only given good things to feel, to try, to taste, only good things. So they'll grow by that. And then the more a person advances, then he starts to receive things that are not that pleasant, not that tasty. And thus he continues to grow. That's how we get rid of our will to receive.
What is good? When I feel good, I feel fulfillment. What is the definition of good?
The good is what I feel in connection with the Creator. when I feel a connection to Him, that connection itself that I feel to the Creator, that is what I refer to as good. This is like a baby that clings to its mother. That's good.
And until then, I feel bad in my heart. I have to convince myself that I feel good?
It depends on what state you're talking about, Dudi. I don't know. What do you mean, until then? We always have to try to feel ourselves in connection with the Creator, that anything that comes from Him, and it's good that does good. And the fact we feel bad simply indicates to us what we need to correct in order to reach the good, the truth. That all the bad states, seemingly bad as they seem to us, they point to our lack of connection with the Creator. That's our whole correction. PT25.
I heard that a person cannot correct himself. The Creator must do it. He's doing everything. So if a person cannot give himself the feeling of the Creator, the attainment, what can he do while
he
feels only?
Person must, in each and every state, describe, depict to himself that he's close to the Creator, bonded with Him, and therefore he has to feel good. He should feel good. And the fact that he now has a feeling or a thought opposite to it, then that thought or feeling needs to be corrected. That's all.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash says, one must bless on the bad as he blesses on the good. This means that if one believes that the Creator leads the world in the manner of good and doing good, why does he feel that there is bad in him? It is as though the Creator is giving him evil. Therefore, our sages said that one should believe that this bad must be for the good.
The Creator, each time, opens to us more and more of the form of connection between us. And certainly that connection is completely broken. This is what's called, I've created the evil inclination. And so we each time have to detect this connection, even measure this connection to the extent we can, and try to correct it. That's our whole work. But when we reveal the lack of connection, that needs to be joyful to us. Because all in all, now I'm discovering how I can connect to the Creator, cling to the Creator. And therefore these states are joyful states. One must welcome the bad as much as the good. Because the Creator is playing this to us, for better and for worse, for better and for worse. And we have to play along with Him and accept this connection with Him of farther and closer, accept it joyfully. You know how kids are happy and laughing and joyful when they play that way. So that's how we have to play with the Creator. Because all in all, by this game that we're getting closer and farther, closer and farther, we have to recognize it's all literally a game. And it's only in order to teach us how to hold ourselves in all the states in adhesion with the Creator, in whatever states that happen. And the final correction is that in that all the evil also joins to the good, and then we adhere to the Creator both through the good and through the bad. And so everything then becomes good. All in all, our entire work, all our corrections are about clinging to the Creator, that it all comes from Him, and it's good that does good. And then we don't have anything left to do except rejoice from receiving this work each time more and more, and that as quickly as possible we need to achieve adhesion with the Creator both through the good and through the bad in a complete manner. That's all. And if that happens, we don't need to correct anything else. This is already the form of correction. And the final correction, certainly there's many discernments here, but they're all in front of us, and they're all solved with this.
Nell'estratto 2 è scritto che un uomo deve credere che di sicuro questo male.
It says that a person has to believe that this evil is for his own good. The word believe, does that point to a higher degree?
Ma'amin shu mikabel benatayim.
That he believes means that in the meantime he accepts, and he accepts that what he receives is bad, but he has to accept it in a way that it comes to him in order to correct him, so that he can rise to a degree where he identifies that the bad is good. So that's how we have to first correct the situation. But then we actually begin to work with that bad, with that evil inclination, as coarseness of the spiritual level. And then with the help of this coarseness, we actually begin to receive the light of Chokhmah in order to bestow. And by that, we start clinging to the Creator and clarifying the Creator, revealing the Creator. So it's not just saying that it's good, and rather working with it. That's still ahead of us. Baltia 4.
Вот ступенчато начинаем ненавидеть получение. С чего?
We start to hate gradually the reception. What's the first thing we begin to reject from ourselves?
I wouldn't say that we need to reject something away from us. We don't need to reject anything. We need to accept whatever we have and determine our attitude to it, our relation to it. I don't need to reject anything. I need to determine my inner attitude to what's becoming revealed. And the correction is in seeing in everything that appears to me that it comes from the Creator, not from people, not from different actions, not from nature, from the Creator. And everything that comes in order for me to correct myself. And then I don't try to correct others. I can give some advice or some opinion that I have to my friends, but to just try to correct others, no. I just know that whatever comes, whatever I feel in my senses, in my mind, happens in order for me to direct myself more and more towards equivalence with the Creator, that whatever appears to me, I'll accept it as good, as for the better. And what he orchestrated for me before and after, I just go with it as much as I can in adhesion with him, that there's none else besides him.
Седер Балтия.
All right, Балтия.
Оправдываю Творца, как бы это, снижаюсь Творцом.
Receive everything and justify the Creator, yeah?
Right, yes.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
So, you can say that a person corrects the evil to the good, and by that he rises a degree, and he does it all the way up to the 125th degree.
Yes, of course. The Creator says, I created the evil inclination. I created the spice of Torah, all kinds of means in order to correct ourselves so that we receive the evil, we accept the evil inclination as we discover that it actually was never there. We read some source excerpt about that where he says that the evil inclination actually never existed. It exists because within us, the Creator created such an observation, and that's what we have to correct. All in all, it's to correct our perspective.
Ken? Ken?
Yes.
Записал за вами сейчас.
Hello, Rav.
Добро — это когда я чувствую.
I wrote from what you said that from my heart is that good is when I feel connection with the Creator, and in all the states I have to feel exactly that. I admit that I don't think I ever felt connection with the Creator. So from here is the question: can you tell us a little bit about that sensation so I can yearn for it emotionally and obligate myself, my body, my reason to feel this way?
Dennis, you just need to describe to yourself that you're always connected to the Creator and to try to always go back to that. And in each and every state, especially the unpleasant states that the Creator orchestrates for you, specifically there he shows you how much you can aim towards him, intend towards him. That's where the only place you have to be. And the best is if you take the friends and with them, you long to be connected to the Creator along with them. Because all in all, when you long, when you're on your own, it's a very small force. But if you long together with the friends, it's a very big thing because each one has to concede himself in order to connect with the friends, and each one has to long for the Creator that each one is depicting in a different way. And so you're beginning to paint the picture of the Creator, that form, in a very unique way. That's what I advise you to do.
PT 31. You're emphasizing the action of correction of the thought and the action. What's required in order to perform an action called correction?
What's required is to be together as much as possible and aim ourselves to the Creator, that it's coming from Him, and that it's always the broken form that comes from Him. And when we begin to aim ourselves towards Him, to that extent, the broken form can invert to the corrected form, sweet form. But it's not that we turn to Him in order to sweeten it, but in order to bring Him contentment. Because when through the bad, we relate to Him as good. And we're in a struggle to transform the bad that appears to us as a negative connection between us and the Creator to a good connection, a sweet connection between us and the Creator. And then we transform the bad to good and the bitter to sweet.
There are states where we can display a great deal of patience over time. So in the end, we'll see that everything was for the good. How do we continue to hold on to the faith, to these states that last a long time, despite the doubts that awaken?
Doubts have to arise, because that means that foreign thoughts, foreign desires arise in us, and we correct them by our relation to them. So we have to be happy that they awaken these thoughts and desires, and thus we'll advance. A person has to always be working in inner scrutinies. And so it poses no problem for him. What's the problem? It's good that it happens that way. So what? It would be better to just be in some truce and some apathy? No. We have to try to always be in inner and outer scrutinies with ourselves, with the group, with humanity, with the Creator, and always correct ourselves, sharpen our attitude to it as much as possible. That's the path of correction.
If the level of the difficulty, as we advance, the level that will require greater faith from us, as we advance, will it grow more?
Of course it will grow. Otherwise, what does it mean that we're advancing? Of course, there will be states that are much more complex, confusing, and we will advance with them.
Yeah.
But we're already learning. Like, for instance, with the incidents that we're going through right now, especially myself, I learn a lot from it. Yeah? And if you are bonded between you and to me, and if we study these sources and really want to undergo them in practice, then it works. Then we're already correcting many shells through that.
What kind of agreement should we have in the town so that we can use the points we call evil inclination as fuel? How are we going to keep that?
That we have to be together in each and every state. That together is the best state, the highest state there can be. That's it. As it says, even an abandoned city can't be destroyed. That's Africa what we have to understand. Africa 1.
Bonjour les amis. Une question d'un ami. Jusqu'à quel niveau?
A question from a friend.
Sans oublier ma propre responsabilité dans une action que j'ai commise.
To what extent I can ascribe everything to the Creator without forgetting my responsibility and all the actions I'm doing?
It all depends on man's degree. We first have to incorporate with the group, and with the group, incorporate with the Creator who's at the center of the group, however we can envision Him. And then as much as we can, we demand, we ask from Him, and accordingly, He helps us.
I realize that when I'm doing an internal birur, internal scrutinization, the ego wants to escape from it. Because more I do scrutinization inside me, more I reveal pain and difference of form between me and the Creator. So in this state, how to find internal powers to justify the Creator?
Inner powers, it's hard to find on your own, because where will it come from? So the most natural is from the connection. The more a person feels that he's willing to embrace his entire group and the whole worldwide Bnei Baruch group, everyone together, that gives him strength. Only that. Because in the multitude of people is the King's glory. So the more he's connected to more and more groups and connects with them, through that he receives strength from the Creator. We have no possibility to connect to the Creator in a large conduit, in a large bandwidth, but through connection between people.
Asking the Creator inside me, what is the point of all this? What is the point of all this trouble, all this mess?
In order to bring you to connection. To bring you to connection. There's no other need.
What is the outcome of this connection? What is the point of connection, Rav?
The goal of this connection is that you will connect in a true, correct way to the whole vessel the Creator created. And from that vessel, you'll be like the point of Keter that connects to the Creator. And so, this way, each and every one in this vessel of Adam HaRishon has to be connected with the others and also connect with the Creator as the point of Keter, of His Keter. And thus everyone comes to a point of contact with all the other participants. That's what we call 600 thousand souls, and with the Creator.
Joy or harmony.
Vadai, harmonia v'simcha.
Sure, of course, harmony and joy.
But not inside will to receive harmony and joy of giving. So it will not have an end.
In the will to receive, that's corrected in order to bestow. That the whole will to receive that appears in this whole great vessel that's connected, I give that vessel an intention to bestow.
But it is like...
From Chelyabinsk, Omskun Rav answered Denis, he said that there's a need to imagine the Creator in a special way. In what way should we imagine the Creator?
Only as good that does good, that takes care of us loyally. That too is a correction.
37, how does the blessing over the bad actually happen when you're incorporated in the 10?
That we connect together in the 10 and we can discuss all of these things that appear as bad, that seem bad. Through the scrutinies between us, we can come to a state where we accept them as good things that come in order to connect us, in order to advance us, to raise our level of thinking and desire and scrutiny to a higher level than before. And then we see that it's actually not bad, it's actually all good.
На конгрессе в Германии мы почувствовали эту силу.
In the German Congress, we felt this power of the power of together. And in this feeling of together, there's also a feeling of repulsion, although there is confidence in the Creator, but there's also a feeling of repulsion, although it's covered. What to add? How to accelerate the states? In order to not remain in a state where the Creator will accelerate the state, how not to remain in this feeling of, how to put it, confidence?
We have to follow the rule that love covers all crimes. All crimes are covered by love. And if we go that way, then we reveal the crimes and we're happy that they appear, because then we can rise even higher, raise our level of connection, that it needs to be above all of the details, differences, feuds between us and so forth. So it's not for no reason that Rabbi Shimon's students came to each and every lesson in a state where they wanted to kill each other. So much so, because during the lesson they were able to make such a connection between them and rise above that level, and that's how they rose. These are the degrees by which we rise. So let's say now that we have between us all kinds of feuds and misunderstandings and between men and women also, women and women, and so on. We have to understand this will happen more and more, that we will be like a stew that's cooking on a stove, and constantly cooking. That's what will happen in us, but along with it, we have to understand that we're above it, and that specifically by that we keep rising. We keep rising and rising to greater and greater connection. So be happy in reaching a state every day where we disagree, where we even don't want to look at each other. Again, excerpt number 3, Rabash. There are two ways in the corporeal and spiritual afflictions he suffered prior to repenting. One, all that the Creator does, He does for the best. He sees that were it not for those terrible pains that He had suffered for being immersed in the nature of reception for Himself, He would never have been rewarded with repentance. Therefore, He blesses for the bad as He blesses for the good. Meaning that the bad causes the good.
Two,
that too is for the best. That is, not only did the evils that were done cause good, but the evils themselves have been inverted to good through very great lights that the Creator illuminated through all those evils until they were inverted into good. It turns out that all of man's progress is specifically if he suffers in the situation he's in, as this gives him a thrust forward.
Very important, heavy.
Tutto quello che mi arriva, devo accettarlo come buono e ringraziare il Borè, oppure devo discriminare quello che mi arriva per capire cosa il Borè mi sta dicendo? Cioè, devo essere passivo o discutere col Borè per cercare di capire me e capire il Borè? Grazie.
Al ti shaloti e le ti shalot atzmacha bishvil ma.
Don't ask me, ask yourself why the Creator sent me this. And then ask, answer, well, why are you asking me for? Ask yourself. Why are you getting such states? And who is sending them to you? Of course the Creator, because there's no one besides him. He is the only one who is sending them to you. Why does he send it to you? Ask him. Clarify it. Perhaps in order to advance you to him. How can he advance you to him? By having you, according to the states he awakens in you, having you start looking for the most correct state, the closest to the Creator, meaning you have a place for work right now. How can you, above what he's sending you, bring yourself closer to him? And then you will see that what he did to you is actually nothing but wanting to pull you, to draw you closer to him. And then you won't have any questions. Try to go according to what he awakens in you. He constantly gives you his questions. It's exactly like when we're standing with a little child and we wish to teach him how to walk. So we move back, we let him go and we move back. And then he cries, he doesn't know what to do. How is he going to fall now? We have to do it in order to awaken him to take another step forward. Another one and another one and another one. That's how it is. So, look how the Creator is teaching you to take those steps in spirituality. Then you won't have any questions, but only to do, only to play with him, specifically you and him, who can be together in this one game, where he teaches you how to come closer to him all the time.
Salt. Good morning, Rav. Friends, a friend from Africa also asked you, if not us besides him, where is the personal responsibility, meaning things I do and the results? That has to do with nothing?
The personal responsibility is when I'm involved with the ten, and with the ten, or with our entire great kli, I try to include everyone, to pull everyone, and don't think that it's only me, the one who is delivering the lesson, and I pull everyone behind me. Each one of you is doing it, even if he's quiet all
Uh, Рав, вы говорили об исправлении. Что исправило мирового кли с теми усилиями, которые товарищи прилагают каждый день?
Рав, you talked about corrections. What's corrected in the world kli?
You're doing a great thing. Day by day, about 3,000 people, more or less, even more, are connecting to the lesson. And then in the afternoon and throughout the day, we are influencing ourselves and the whole world, all of reality, really. And of course, there are people who disagree with it and they hate it, they don't want it. That's how the Creator arranges it, the side of the klipa against the side of the holiness, and they wish to do harm. But each day we connect more, we become stronger. Of course, there will be more problems, more troubles, all kinds of things. And the Creator is arranging for those who advance many things along the way, because specifically on top of that, they rise and they deserve a reward. So we'll continue. We're going to continue. We have to respect the lesson a bit more and participation in the lesson a bit more.
Yes, thank you, Rav. A question from Dima. What influences the speed of my response to the attitude of none else besides him with the problem that I feel?
Влияет связь между нами. Я разве это давка беру Светлагер? Влияет связь между нами, между всеми и им, и потому что.
What affects is the connection between us, between all of us, and to him, because in the center of this connection we give the Creator room to be revealed between all of us, and he will lead us to a common embrace, a common connection, a common correction. I believe everything will be corrected quickly and we'll all be together, both physically and spiritually. I'm really waiting for this day. But spiritually speaking, we're together now as well. So let's not forget about that. On the contrary, let's enlarge the opportunity before us.
Thank you.
Мне очень тяжело именно об этом говорить и думать. Но я верю в то, что это.
It's very hard for me to actually to think and speak of it, but I believe this will change faster than what we think.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
We are going through certain corrections right now, especially you are showing us, according to your example. How can we be closer to you, to support you in this? You can tell us what the stages that you are accordingly here.
I'm not doing anything special except for wanting to be closer to you and with the Creator. Because there is no reason for things that are happening. It doesn't matter if someone is, God forbid, is ill, or someone is locked in somewhere, or somewhere is taking different shapes between us. There is no other reason for all these things between us except for bringing us closer, leading us to connection in such intensity that the Creator has to be revealed. We have to reach such an intensity of tension that the Creator has to be revealed. That the Creator is starting to ignite that connection between us. This is how we need. All we need to do is to learn things from what we're going through. And believe me, I'm very happy with these different states we're going through. There's a verse about that. The paths of the Lord are straight. The righteous will walk on them and the wicked will fail. And this includes everyone. Some with what we're going through, some are becoming stronger. It affects them in a good way, and some run away. They have all kinds of excuses, so they run away. They distance themselves. This is what we see, and the wisdom of Kabbalah is really being revealed. And it shows us examples on ourselves, about us.
Latin 1.
All right. Latin 1.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav, for allowing us to ask. For this degree of confidence and decisiveness where we rely upon the friends that even if we're doing something, the smallest of things, we nevertheless advance towards the Creator?
Yes. If what we're doing is towards the connection between us, despite the disturbances, even a small motion is a motion towards the final correction, it's a motion towards the revelation of the Creator. On the way, we have to discover him as the good that does good, and then as the one who controls everything, that there is none else besides him.
Thank you, teacher. You talked now about the power of connection which brings the eruption of the Creator between us. What is that power of connection?
The intensity of the connection is revealed upon the resistance for connection, the coarseness that's revealed. That's a resistance for connection. And the intensity of the screen is the intensity of the connection upon the coarseness. Yes. And this is how we discover the vessel. When according to the great coarseness that should be, at least in a certain state, and the screen, meaning when we shut, we close all the coarseness between us, all these egoistic desires that are in collision, as if they're in a closed place, hating each other, and we close them down together in order to restrict them. And above them, to control with one intention, one screen, one direction, towards the Creator as the one cause of it all. When we want to be connected despite all that, and we hold the bad in us in a way that it won't run away, that won't jump. This is how we hold it and reach identification with the Creator. Inside there is fire burning, and we're sitting on them, on all these, all these desires and thoughts of evil. And above them, we connect, and we then reach adhesion with the Creator, and out of the extent of we close them down, to that extent a screen comes.
Can we say that it's the intensity of our pressure?
To the extent that we put pressure on all the thoughts of separation, according to that, we reach, connection, and a tendency towards the Creator. It's real practical. That's what we have to do now. And according to that, we'll discover that the Creator is before us. It's not about talking and talking. It has to be real between us. We're close to that.
Dear Rav, the separation that you're talking about right now is the coarseness. It comes from the Creator. And the screen that we build, the love between us, where does that come from? What do we need to do in the 10 for that to appear?
That too comes from the Creator, but according to our exertion. Yes? By wanting to connect between us, we awaken the light that reforms, and then we feel that there's a connection between us, and this connection is really coming and strengthening us, gluing us together. Now we're building this, for instance, because we have all kinds of misunderstandings, disputes, maybe we can even say distances between us, and we're working on it in order to still connect. So there are two opposite forces, the force of separation that exists between us and the force of connection we would want to have between us. Of these two forces, when we start working on them more and more, then the force of separation grows and the force of connection has to grow. And then we come to a state where the Creator organizes for us a situation where the force of connection will be above the force of separation. Below the force of separation will be revealed as coarseness, and above it, the force of connection will be revealed as restriction, screen, reflected light, and we'll feel that by that we are connected to the Creator, according to the law of equivalence of form, to the extent that all our coarseness by our action, connection, screen, and the address to the Creator will resemble the Creator. And then I to my beloved and my beloved to me, at least in the first or second degree, that's how it's revealed. It's simply before us.
From Krakow, could you tell us, please, how to connect everything to the Creator? How do we practically do this?
You simply need to all the time think, all the time, that there is no one else besides Him, and that we are truly in a world that is entirely governed by one force. And this is something even scientists talk about, everyone. There is one force. The problem is, if this is true, we have to agree that this special force, the one and unique and unified, is the force of the thought. The force of the thought. And the truth is, scientists agree with that, that the whole universe is the force of the thought. It is only one thought in general. It's like one computer, that we're inside it, and it's governing us. So, we have to think about that. But we're certainly under one force, and this is how we're all activated. That's for sure.
From Kavu and Kavu 5, they're asking, how can we help people who lost their faith in the Creator because of the bad things that happened in their lives?
We need to strengthen each other, that everything that comes to us comes from the Creator, that there is none besides Him. And we've learned that from the first day when we came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, that there is none besides Him. And this is why, this is how we need to continue to understand, to believe, and to understand, and later to discover. We don't have any other way to discover the Creator, that He is the real, one, only, and unified force.
What's that turning point to that feeling from suffering that we feel to the understanding that actually everything is good?
Oh, if I feel that it's for my own good, or maybe even it's above it, if I feel that if I don't accept that it comes from the good Creator, then I am kicking Him. That's how it is. I have to make sure that I am guarding my connection to Him, that it's straight.
That
when I'm before Him, I have to be open. I have to be naked.
Next. From Australia, justifying the Creator, there's a gap between identifying that it comes from the Creator to justifying Him and then also rejoicing from it. How can you close that gap in the work between us and the Creator?
Only by us all the time trying to cling through the friends to the Creator, that closes everything for us. You can bring me thousands and thousands of questions, but all of them in the end come down to one solution. Be connected between us, and out of that reach a connection with the Creator. All in all, that's it. These stages are very clear, from love of others to the love of the Creator. That's our path. If we start dispersing, we lose the direction.
From Mach 29, will we be able to come to such a connection between us that there will be no troubles on the path?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because our will to receive is very cunning. It's big. And we need to correct the connection with the Creator through this will to receive. That's why it doesn't seem to me that our path will be ever more pleasant or easy or, pleasant or easy. On the contrary, the more we advance, that's why they say that wars before the revelation of the Messiah will be very difficult, very serious. But we have to shift them from being physical wars to being spiritual wars, because with spiritual wars we can end all the problems very quickly. It's in our hands. It's not that we're bringing it out of our hands to the public, many people. And so let's hope we're going to finish all these wars with the revelation of evil and the correction of evil in a spiritual way and fast.
From Hebrew, how can we support the states that are happening to Rav right now and the friends?
Again?
How can we support the states that are happening now to Rav and to the friends?
Just strengthen yourselves that we're getting it from the Creator in order to rise above it and to connect between us and with the Creator. That's all. There's nothing else besides Him. Besides that, and believe me, I don't feel these sufferings. I feel it's an opportunity to a greater connection. That's what I feel. That's why the more and more sufferings appear, the more we need to correctly accept them and to hasten the connection and correction.
Is there a certain expectation from the students right now?
It's the same with the students now. I'm certain that women can do spiritual work here, no less than the men. Connect and support the connection and coming close to the Creator. That's all we need. All in all, our goal is connection between us and the Creator.
That's it, Rav. Thank you.
Good. And there are no forces, external forces we need to fight, these or those. No. Only connection between us. That's all we need. And externally, it's as if you don't hear it, you don't see it. Just accept it as an incentive for connection.
Here?
Yes, please.
The heading, the order of conveying the wisdom and the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. Thus, how can one who attains convey one's attainments to the generations and to students? Know that there is only one way for this. And it is the way of root and branch. All the worlds and everything that fills them in their every detail emerged from the Creator in one unique and unified thought. And that thought alone hung down and created all the many worlds, creations, and their conducts, as explained in the Tree of Life and in the Tikkuni Zohar. Hence, they are all equal to one another, like a seal and imprint, where the first seal is imprinted in all of them. As a result, we call the closer worlds to the thought about the purpose roots. And we call the farther worlds from the purpose branches. This is so because the end of the act is in the preliminary thought. Now we can understand the common idiom in the legends of our sages and watches it from the end of the world to its end. Should they not have said, from the beginning of the world to its end? Yet, there are two ends. An end according to the distance from the purpose, meaning the last branches in this world, and two, an end called the final purpose, since the purpose is revealed at the end of the matter. But, as we have explained, the end of the act is in the preliminary thought. Hence, we find the purpose at the beginning of the world. This is what we refer to as the first world or the first seal, as all other worlds stem from it. And this is why all creations, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, in all their incidents, exist in their fullest form right at the first world. And what does not exist there cannot appear in the world, since one does not give when what does not have.
Yes. Meaning, what is he telling us? He's telling us that there cannot be anything that does not come to us from the thought of creation, and the end of the act is in the preliminary thought, meaning everything that happens in all the worlds, including in our world, of course, was pre-planned and ready from the initial point, which is the thought of creation, when everything the Creator thought that should happen, that's what he thought about to begin with. And all in all, there is no problem for him to also build this final state, but rather because there is a law here, and he wants everything to be developed in a way that this gradual process that all parts of creation will go through will develop creation in a way that each and every part will reach a certain connection, a degree towards the Creator, and that everyone, all these degrees, will connect and be impressed of him, and in themselves they'll connect and act on him. And that's how all parts of creation will reach connection between them. And that's like what we say, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, when the Creator bestows on creation, and ultimately when the creation has developed, bestows back to the Creator. And then there's an embrace between them and mutual bestowal, adhesion. This is what the Creator intended for. And this adhesion, he wants creation to be connected to him, can only be under the condition that all the parts of creation will develop gradually, will understand how far they are, how connected they should be, and how much they themselves come to recognize the distance and to the extent of adhesion, the quality of adhesion. As a result of that, we'll already have the final, the end of an act is in the preliminary thought. When we attain what the Creator initially thought about us and why he made this whole process and all the creatures that went through specifically this process, this is something we attain in the end of the process. And as a result of the connection between the beginning of the act and the end of the act, we attain the Creator. The end of an act is in the...
The question is, what is the result from specifically in the seal and imprint the Creator created this cascading? What do we receive from this special action of the seal and imprint?
This seal is when what we need from one degree to the next. We have to recognize the difference between us and the Creator, and then we become created beings, the opposite of the Creator, even though we come out of him and we're connected to him, meaning what's developed in us gradually is something that is opposite of the Creator. It's the will to receive in us, which is from the world of Ensof until this world of ours, and later we need to try to reach through these forms of development that come closer to the Creator, from below upwards, by the same degrees of the worlds, Potsofim, Sfiot. This is what happens. We learn that from the articles by Baal HaSulam, that on the path, on the way from above downwards and from below upwards, by going through these two things, even though the first path, when we grow further, we don't go through that in our attainments, why we feel it, but the second path we go through incorporates inside it the first. When we rise from this world to the world of Ein Sof, through all of the development and all the efforts we try to do. And for that, we have the wisdom of Kabbalah with all the support of a Kabbalist that were before us. And this is how we advance. This is how we
are
closer to the Creator. That's our work. And what's the addition that the created being needs from the seal, from the imprint to reach the seal? What's missing?
We discover our coarseness, that is revealed more and more every single moment in our time, between all the people, between the nations and countries, and in everything. And we need this specifically by this, see how we correct it. Our correction is just like we learned from the Kabbalists. It's the 10, and connection in it, connection with the rest of the 10s, support, until the revelation.
Right. What's the connection between this imprint process and the shadowing process? Is there a connection? Is it the same? Are these two different things? What is it?
The shattering is clear to us that it's like we learn. There was a system called the soul of Adam HaRishon, and this system shattered. Yes, to pieces. Doesn't matter how many pieces, billions of pieces. And then in each and every one, there's a part of that general system. There are big 10 sefirot there, and here in each and every one of us there are seemingly small 10 sefirot. That's it. That's the shattering. And the second thing that you're asking,
the seal and the imprint.
Seal and imprint has to do with corrections already, not to the shattering, but rather the seal and the imprint, where I come the corrections, then I take upon myself the imprinting of the upper force. And this is how the parts that were shattered in me begin to be organized in a right and good correct connection. And by that I become similar to the upper. That's considered that I received an imprint from him.
Yes.
Last question. Why does that happen in connection?
Because in connection we are attempting to understand what is wanted of us, what force of connection is wanted of us, which things are needed of us, why do we need to connect, for what, how we connect, how we make concessions to one another, how we are incorporated in one another. The connection between us that we want to implement and the connection between us is actually all the corrections.
If we don't connect, the Creator can't perform His imprint on us.
How? How? On what matter will He put His imprint? Which?
Desire.
And this imprint is something that is non-stop existing. So to the extent which we connect in all kinds of forms between us, His seal, His imprinting takes place upon us more and more in all kinds of states, in all kinds of discernments, until in all the dimensions, we begin to be connected together, which will be called the quality of the Creator between us.